The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Hurry up, dude. We're live.
Hi.
I love catching your ass.
Hi.
Oops. We're talking about weather. It's like a bad first day. It's like a bad first day. See?
Do I have any spinach in my
son, teeth? Son, are you one of these people that always complains that it's...
No.
Flipping cold and you can't wait till it gets hot. And
no.
As soon as it gets hot, your complaint is too damn hot.
No, like, I don't. No, no. I
you
don't.
Knuckleheads out there, thank goodness it's in the 80s.
No, I mean,
you'd
I don't.
Be the first ones bitching about it in a month saying
no,
it's
no,
stinking
no.
hot. It's
no,
like,
no, no.
Let
I
it
don't.
Stay cold as long. It's here's the deal. With death and taxes and hot weather here, we know it's going to get hot. It's going to be hot for a long period of time. So let's cool it off a little bit for a while.
No, I don't have. I don't. I complain like if it's too hot.
Yeah.
In the moment, not yeah. I wish it would get cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I first got here, oh my god, that was when I first moved here. One of the things that signaled to me maybe I shouldn't be here, and this is nothing against, but coming directly from San Diego,
yeah,
and I moved here in June,
yeah,
and I was like, you know, I was at UAB and I had to wear like nice clothes, and so I was like, this is like death.
Oh, I know, that's why people,
but you know, I love it now. I like the good sweat.
No, it's good. It keeps your pores open.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the Curry and Claypo show. You can hear our show, of course, every single Thursday morning right here on Facebook Live, as well as the Tony Curry Radio app, TKR app. And we'll be on Fox 6 later on this morning. Great story we're going to get into based off an article you sent about the Vanderbilt situation.
Yeah, I just happened upon that.
Yeah, briefly tell people about the Vanderbilt thing. I don't want to get into it too deep because we'll talk about
it. Yeah. So Vanderbilt, I don't know, student services or whatever, Vanderbilt sent out a letter or a note of support to Michigan State University after the killings,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
Yeah, true.
And at the bottom, I still, even saying it, at the bottom of the email, it was an email, and all students saw it. It was given to all students. And at the bottom, it essentially said this letter was composed using ChatGPT, which is the artificial intelligence now thing that is on Bing, etc. So they literally, instead of, it was like three sentences.
They kind
long.
Of used a template.
But ChatGPT is not even a template. I mean, it literally is as if they went to ChatGPT and you ask, because you can ask it questions.
Yeah.
What's a good thing to say in support of, really?
And they use that, yeah.
To say our condolences.
At Vanderbilt of all places. Or are there smart people out there?
This is one of those ones where you see this sometimes in businesses or whatever, just like no malicious intent, right?
No.
Just, I don't even call it.
You did something you probably didn't have to do.
Well, a dumbass. No. Yeah. The fact that you used to, yeah. like, if you're their boss, you're like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
The letter was very nice, so we'll get into it. Like, but it's.
We're going to broaden the scope a little bit and talk about proper ways to share or fire or break up with or propose
to
or whatever, whether it's text messaging, whether it's emails, whether it's we talked about Valentine's Day, about written notes.
But I like the broader. I like the broader.
Yeah, I think it comes in three categories.
Okay.
It's
ooh,
pretty,
look at you, three categories.
I thought about it last night. I think it's super easy. I think it's super, and I think
you
stick to it. I will tell you this, text messaging, anything should always be a last resort, whether it's business or personal.
It's going to be great because your kids are really young, but my kids are young adults, and it's a very generational.
And face-to-face is always the best way to go. I know it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Certainly if you're proposing to somebody or something like that. Is, yeah. The good stuff. But yeah,
if you don't want to do it face-to-face, then you probably should be doing it face-to-face.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's almost an Instagram post.
We will get into the Brandon Miller situation. I dove deep into it this morning for like a couple hours because I want to make sure I knew what the hell I was talking about. Because it was my understanding that it was Brandon Miller's gun and it was not his gun. And of course, he goes for 41-8-3 last night, the most points scored by any freshman this year in D1 basketball and the most in program history. He had a hell of a game, of course, hit the game winner last night for the Crimson Tide in 178-76. We'll talk about that in just a few seconds. First, Johnny Winter would have been 79 today. It's the only major birthday. We do have some great holidays today, though. I'll talk about him, Curry Claybush. Today is Curling is Cool Day.
I like that one.
You like curling is cool?
Yeah, curling, I mean.
But curling is,
right.
We don't watch curling unless it's the Olympics.
Right, but it's fascinating.
It had its moment in the sun.
Well, no, but whenever it comes on.
The Norwegians had their naked calendar, that was it.
But if it comes on, curling is one of those things where if you're flipping through the channels.
I don't watch it.
No, but you stop on it for just a minute. Mm. Just a second.
Yeah.
Because you're like going to watch. It's very dramatic. I think I would be a great curler.
Yes. And it's not something that kids can play in their backyard. No. Like pickleball, you can make your own pickleball court.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to. That's why it's so successful.
Right. Because people curling takes a
lot. And it's not expensive to play.
Right. Curling, you need the
There's no curling courts.
You know what? But I bet you, well, we can't do it here. But I bet you that you can do sort of backyard curling in wherever, Canada or Minnesota. I mean, if you think about it, you need a thing, whatever those things are that slide.
While you're ice fishing, you could do curling.
Oh, did you hear about the tournament where the ice fishermen, three of them fell in and died?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It happens. Today's Diesel Engine Day.
That's fine.
Today is Introduce a Girl to...
What?
Engineering Day.
Yes, they are.
We don't have a lot of women engineers.
Yes, we do. Proportionally, we don't. I work with several companies where I would say 50% of the employees who are engineers are female.
Really?
Yeah. Now, mine is, we need more.
Yeah.
I don't like that, though. I don't even like the way that sounds.
No.
Introduce a girl to engineering. That's so, like, what the hell is that? Like, what is that? I mean, I know there's women in STEM. Right. I mean, that's a great thing, and we need to have more women in the sciences. But, like, my daughter, when she was in, like, seventh grade, was struggling a little bit in one of her math classes.
Yeah.
She was getting a B, but she was working. We went in to go talk to the math teacher because she was really... really having to work hard to get it.
Yeah.
And his comment, you know, not everybody's cut out for math. I have three daughters. They're not math. You know, my three daughters not math. And so maybe it's not math. Not good
that
for
made
her.
You angry, didn't it?
Oh, Jules was there. I didn't have to do a thing. I thought Jules was going to come out and just like I literally commit murder.
It's funny because
and a B. Yeah. It was a B. This was not your daughter's failing.
Yeah. I spent an hour and a half doing math on that table, right?
Well, you're good at math too.
I did, and I was with my daughter, and she's having some issues with math. Right. I keep telling her how important math is.
It is,
and it doesn't mean if you're a housing contractor or engineer, you're going to use math in your life one way or another.
Yeah,
and
or you can become a psychologist. That's the most important.
Or you can do that too. Today is National Chili Day.
That's a lot of people don't realize. Why? Chili. These are all good ones
so far,
except the last.
National Chili Day. Did you realize that? See, chili with beans is. I've done several things with Merrill Lynch. They have this big chili cook-off every year at Merrill Lynch, and I'm one of the judges. I was there.
I was going to say with marijuana.
No. Well, yeah, that's good chili. Too. It's a little heavy for marijuana, but yeah, for Merrill Lynch. And if it's beans, it's out. Doesn't count.
Why?
Because beans are a filler. Beans are for poor people. Chili was created with just meat.
Okay.
And then during the depression and everything else, people started adding a little bit, a shit ton of beans in there.
Yeah, because it's cheap.
It's cheap.
I like some beans in my chili.
Well, we've become accustomed.
It's meat. It's chili. No, but it's meat and sauce. Like, that's what it is.
I know that we're moving on to something because I saw that new Hormel commercial and they're highlighting chili with no beans. Probably because the cans are more expensive because beans are just filler. But if you got a bunch of beans in your chili, because I'm picking the beans out, I can't do beans.
You don't do vegetables. You don't even eat vegetables.
I know, they're not good. National Dog Biscuit Day.
That's a weird one.
Here's one for you. I can't believe I saw this because, you know, Lent started yesterday. Us Catholics started Lent.
What are you?
Well, I was going to try to give up
chocolate. You giving up?
No, I was going to give up dip. I got to give him something I really like. I got to make a sacrifice for my
you
Lord.
You were Savior. Or you are?
I was.
Wait, it started yesterday?
Yes.
How long? You didn't even make it till this morning?
About an hour.
Y'all.
And then I'll stop after this next one. Today is the Great American Spit Out.
Really?
It's the day, it's like the National AIDS Smoke Out. Is this the day where you're supposed, you're supposed to kick your spit?
I bet people don't even know you do.
I don't have any right now, but I will have some in by our second segment. It's just a vice. Dude, it's like, I never understood smoking. I don't. And I was like, why would anybody want to stick a cancer stick in your mouth the first thing you get out of bed? I get it.
Yeah.
And when you're driving, man, driving is the worst. Because when you're in a car for a and I got to drive back and forth 30 minutes like four times a day.
You're going to tease me. You know what I do?
Oh, man.
You're going to tease me. God, I'm going to do it again.
My teeth are starting to hurt.
Yeah, you know what I do?
What is that?
I eat gummy bears.
I could do that too, but I'd be as big as a house.
No, gummy bears. I don't need 1,000 of them. Gummy bears.
Oh, see that? I do.
Would you just eat a whole bag? No.
A Nicorette?
I'll
wear out a piece of gum in about 2 minutes, and then I'm like, okay. Yeah. I've tried the pouches that don't have, you know, cancer in them.
Yeah, it's a disgusting.
But that gives me. And today's National Tootsie Roll Day.
You like Tootsie Rolls?
I love me some Tootsie Rolls.
Would you buy Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah, I do buy Tootsie Rolls. They now miniature Tootsie Rolls. Everything's in it. It's the same pickle. Same pickle, just cut up right. Different sizes. By the way, those Cheez-It puffs. Oh my gosh.
You need a cooking show.
Those damn things. Those Cheez-It puffs. Those things are like. And you know what? It's the texture that gets you. Like, Cheez-Its are fine. Cheez-Its and graham crackers are one of those things where I never eat them, but when I start, I'm like, why the hell do I not eat more graham crackers? They're kind of healthy for you, actually. They're no fat, and you'll eat like a whole thing of graham crackers, and then like 6 years later, you're like, you know, oh, there's a thing of graham crackers, and you'll eat like 500 or 600 of them with a glass of milk. They're really good. Cheez-Its are the same way. I never eat Cheez-Its, but whenever I eat a handful of cheese, I'm like, these are really good. But then I don't eat them again for 3 or 4 months. Those Cheez-It puffs, oh.
So what is, it's cheese puffs made by Cheez-It? Is that?
No, they're Cheez-Its, but they're
puffed.
I'll get you one. They're puffed.
Like?
So they're not sharp.
Okay. Why don't you stick one of those in your
front lip? Oh my gosh. Well, if it gave me a buzz, I'd do it. But it's like, Cheez-It's not one of our special sponsors at Tony Curry Radio, but they should be. But I mean, it's like you cannot eat just like 4 or 5 of them. But it's the texture. They're kind of soft and they're spongy.
You should try that.
Oh, they're delicious.
I'll bet you there's not a whole lot of calories in one of them.
Tootsie Rolls are good because.
I like Tootsie Rolls.
First of all, Tootsie Rolls will beat the shit out of a bridge. If you've got a bridge, it'll suck it out. It's like a brownie, it'll suck it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So make sure your teeth aren't good. But Tootsie Rolls are fat free.
Yeah, and they take a while to, like, you can't just, like, snarf one.
And it's chocolate. So if you're looking for something chocolatey, but you don't want sugar.
But watch those,
It'll crack a cap.
So, old man, we're talking about what you shouldn't eat so that you won't crack your crown.
Best way to communicate, 9:35 this morning on Fox 6 with Janice Rogers and Mike Dubberly. We'll look forward to that. And also, an article here, according to Josh Klapo of the Curry and Klapo Show. Thank you for the host of the Curry and Klapo Show.
Yeah.
This wonderful article here, because normally it's Dr. Josh Klapo, a UAB clinical psychologist or a clinical psychologist, and you actually.
I always give them all the stuff, and then they just.
You're right.
Yeah.
These are big secrets how to tell if your partner is doing a big secret or keeping a big secret from you. 4 signs. I could have told you what the 4 signs were, but I want to go a little deeper on this. Plus, coming up here in 60 seconds, we're going to get into the Brandon Miller situation. I'm going to tell you why Alabama's doing it all right. It's all good. Obviously, this is not a good situation. This is not a good look. And unless some new information comes out, I think they're handling it about as good as they possibly can. We'll talk about it in 60 seconds right here on the Curry and Klapo Show. Thanks to everybody watching this morning. Jason Bradley, never let Tony eat crackers. It gets crumbs everywhere. That's true. That's why you have a dog. It's nature's vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
I mean, my house, we have no dogs. We have no
watch peanut yet. Butter because sometimes dogs bite peanut butter. And also, Al Cooper's watch this morning from Cooper from the Coosa Valley Auto Sale. Thanks to him watching. We did a great show last night with Live Wire Wednesday with Southern Precision Staffing. I'm talking to Mark Ingram from UAB today. The shows just keep rolling. Win in Rome is doing lots of great stuff. Back in 60 seconds, talk about Brandon Miller in Alabama. Big win last night. And what should we do about this gun situation next?
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.